Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning, good afternoon. Depends on where you live. Are you feeling wealthy? Are you ready to take a once-in-a-lifetime splurge? You are? Great. Fasten your seatbelts, we're ready for takeoff. We're setting our sights on the latest in luxurious hotel suites from Paris, London, Milan, Dubai, and Grand Cayman. Summertime, and the living is simple and easy. Can you believe that it's July 1st? Oh, I have to say happy birthday to Blinky. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Rest easy. And know that you're loved. So, July 1st. We've lived through 6 months of 2016. And I asked you earlier on one of my other shows, how many resolutions have you fulfilled? Did you give birth to your dreams? Do you dream about taking that once-in-a-lifetime splurge? It doesn't take that much money. All it takes is planning, determination, and that fire in the belly to enjoy life, a luxurious life, during your vacation. And now remember, you leave your work at home. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally in minutes. The show will circle the world, and it will be heard in every country in the world. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. All you have to do is log on, blogtalkradio.com. And all of the shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on July 1st and feeling wealthy. Is it your dream? What is wealthy? What does that mean to you? Is it having all the money in the world? Is that all? You compete and compare? What does feeling wealthy mean to you? 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I love getting letters. And by the way, I had an epiphany. I'm not going to share it with you until I put it into action, because I don't want any negativity. And it has to do with the upcoming election, who is going to be our next president. I usually don't get into politics, but I'm kind of curious now. Do any of you have an idea? My shows, the topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never boring. But do you have any insight? Do you have any gut feeling on who just may be leading this magnificent United States of America? It's a challenge, and your voice could be heard. 347-637-3789. And while I'm on the topic of give a voice to your passion, I have an introductory offer. I'm digressing. I have an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks, and you have to email me. I need to talk with you to see if we resonate. I don't know anything about you, your purpose, your business, your service, your product. I don't know what dream you have still dancing in your heart. Are you going to go to the very end with it? I don't know. But you know how to get in touch with me. And then I work with you on your commercial, and you get a whole half-hour show. No commercials, your show. You're going to pitch you. You're going to promote you. It's your show, your story, your way. And you're going to use it as an advertising tool, a marketing tool. You see, I think print magazines and all of this stuff is great. But imagine on internet radio, the world's going to hear you forever and ever, and the show is archived. I send you the link, and you email your database and ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on, and before you know it, they hear you in Japan, Dubai, Australia, and of course in America. So do you want to give birth to your dreams? Oh, by the way, darlings, of course there is a little fee. Nothing compared to what you would pay if you went to a recording studio and said, I want to rent your facilities for 1 hour. You're talking thousands of dollars. Oh, nowhere near it. Now, it's your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And we're talking about giving birth to your dreams. And is one of your dreams to have that once-in-a-lifetime splurge? I'd love to go to Dubai. I've been to Paris, London, Milan, and the Great Grand Cayman Islands. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. But I haven't been to Dubai. Let each one test his own work. And then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each man will have to bear his own load. And from the science of mind, it has taken humanity thousands of years to learn that it has the power to control its own destiny. Pick up the mirror right now. Look in the mirror. Say hello to the Michelangelo of your life. You are creating it. You have the power to control your destiny. It's all by choices. Choices, choices. Thoughts are things. They are the result of our use of the law of cause and effect. If we have choice, and the choice of a cause must produce an effect. The minute you have an idea, it's out there in the universe. And the subconscious mind, the universe cannot say, oops, well, Kathy didn't quite mean it that way. No, this is it. I told you I had an epiphany, and it has something to do with the election. And if it comes to fruition, I will call you and let you know. If it doesn't, it means that it's not a match. It's like a love affair. Your soulmate, it either is or it isn't. The matter of choice can be a blessing or a cure. The responsibility belongs to each one of us to think we cannot help. Our thoughts is an illusion. We can be aware of what we're thinking and feeling. Now listen to me. Moreover, we can change our thought pattern and the effects if we persevere to control our reactions in all conditions. And this is what Ernest Holmes says. Thoughts of sickness can make us sick, and thoughts of health and perfection can heal us. A realization of the presence of God is the most important healing agent known to human mind. This wisdom applies not only to physical problems, but also to healing lack in any area. The constant positive attitude to all things will cause the disappearance of negative conditions. They are not of God. They are not absolute. And they simply fade away when we withdraw our power of belief in negatives. Raymond Charles Barker said, this great theologian, The danger of middle age and aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And he also says a correct understanding of the nature of God, of your relationship to him, will help you cure yourself. Because when you recognize yourself as life, you are not invoking a power. You are directing a power. And I have to tell you, one of my shows in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to share with you a conversation that Dr. Ernest Holmes and the Dalai Lama, what their shared vision is. And you do know that I studied Buddhism, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. And Dalai Lama, he's a Buddha. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world. And that's the only thing that separates us. There's this golden thread around the world, the universe, the trillions of people. The only thing that separates us are our thoughts. So what is your thought about feeling wealthy? You ready to fasten your seatbelt? But before we do that, can you give birth to your dream? Now, are you just sitting there dreaming about, oh, man, I'd love to be in Paris, the Eiffel Tower. Oh, Grand Cayman, the beautiful sands. Ah, Milan, London. We all have dreams. What we do with our dreams is as individual as our fingerprints, dreams of happiness. I mean, for instance, it can take many forms. For one, it may take the form of being an actor or an actress. I love being on the stage. I love performing. It may be that a person wants to become a physician, a psychologist, or maybe even a minister. And you know, sometimes our dreams turn out in ways we never expected. And I have to tell you, in my wildest dreams, I never thought of becoming a talk radio talk show host and a performer on the stage. I mean, who would have thought it? I was raised in an immigrant family where children were to be seen and not heard. That didn't resonate with me, and I would sneak off to the Forbidden Red Hill, and I would climb it with the insects and the bugs and the wind and the flowers, and I would sing and dance my heart out. I didn't know. I didn't have any role models. I was just open. Yeah, I had dreams. I didn't know how to dream bigger or better. But I learned to be open and to be receptive to the good in my life. Get out of your bloated way and go with the flow, as they say. Because you're capable of fulfilling your dreams, of feeling wealthy, capable of greatness. What is it? What is it? Do you have faith in you? Do you have an abundant mind that is open to everything? It's like, be a child again. The very young child knows no boundaries nor insurmountables. It knows only to discover and explore. Consider how many times a baby learning to walk falls down in the process. Probably hundreds of times. Not once, though, does he give up. Never. He wants to walk and ultimately run. So, are you ready? I don't like bucket list. On your list, do you want to enjoy an absolutely exquisite vacation Once in a Lifetime Splurge. And we're going to take a look at the latest in luxurious hotel suites. Oh, it's unbelievable. But before we do that, let's just take a moment. Let me take a moment to acknowledge my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. And you could be part of the Kathy Watson Consortium Live with Kathy. Can't you just feel the energy? It's in my voice. I surround myself with energy, positive, powerful, energetic thoughts. Even when I've had sadness, even when there's been a tragedy, even when it just stops you short in your life, you need to hold a good thought. But I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood of iron workers and impact. They are titanics shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. You do know that I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. I'm married an iron worker. 64 years of living with a magnificent human being. What memories. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you by the Dom Perignon of the international trades. Iron workers. You see, my mission is to educate you to the brilliance and to introduce you to iron workers, and I want you to acknowledge them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? And then the CD is out. Yeah, it's 8 minutes. Opens with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Ah, and pays homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's available, and you know how to get in touch with me. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Pick up the mirror. Say hello to the creator of your life. It's you. No blame, no nothing, it's you. They stood on the mountaintop. You see, they had this dream. They had this desire to be acknowledged as the best in the nation in excellence. And they achieved in 2009. And they have a 50-plus club. Please, log on. HEParks.org. Then contact your own park district, senior centers, and libraries. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You have a little financial issue. Give him a ring. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of You, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Everyday happenings we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Leading factors in premature aging and death, stress, trauma, toxicity, toxins, all released into our body. You know how to get the book. Email me. It's an e-book and a soft copy. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, change to a positive mindset and extend your life and lifeline. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And hey, why don't you be unique? Step out of your comfort zone. Did you always want to be the creator of your own home-based business? I started mine when I was 25 years old. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, but do you believe in yourself? Come on. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? I have the formula. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. And by the way, you could log on to simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Either one will take me to my website, and be sure you click on all of the buttons. Now go to the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, Our Bags Are Packed. And then scroll down to the books. These are all nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Scroll down to Choices, available at the Schomburg Library. Oh, you'll love it. You will not be able to put it down. Available at AuthorHouse.com and Amazon.com. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon.com. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Hey, we all bared our souls so that you could enjoy your life. And when you do that, you see, when we're all in this together, failure is impossible. Thoughts of failure, limitation, or poverty are negative and must be counted out of our lives for all time. Our higher power, our God, has given us a power, and we must use it all. You see, in our culture, this is what, when I'm talking about feeling wealthy, material things, a nice car, a big house, a fat bank account. However, spiritual success comes from a mindset that refuses to fail. When we embrace the concept that there is good for us, and we ought to have it. Yes, each one of you ought to have it. Unshakable, unwavering faith in our desires, we have achieved success. It may take a little while for things to show up in the world around us, but it's only a matter of time once we accept it. So, let's go to feeling wealthy. Once-in-a-lifetime splurge. Ah, Paris, Le Dôme. 900 square feet in the heart of Paris. The bill starts at about $2,000 a night. Don't raise an eyebrow. Le Dôme is one of the more affordable luxury suites to be found these days. In Dubai, St. Regis starts at about $20,000 a night. And the Cittadella suite in Milan, $22,000 a night. And in Manhattan, right here in the States, you'll pay $75,000 a night for 12,000 square foot penthouse at the Mark Hotel. Be still my heart. Now, Are they worth the price? I'm telling you, they have waiting room only. Waiting. I cannot. Can you imagine paying $75,000 a night? Oh. And yes, people are doing it. They are splurging. Are splurging. Now, this is what you could afford. A luxury suite is not just about the physical room. It carries alongside it prestige and certain caliber of service. For example, in the Roquefort Hotels announced a three-tier suite program. Guests of the highest level are picked up at the airport and taken to their suite, which is filled with favorite items such as flowers. How about a private check-in? And then at the Browns Hotel, which starts at $8,938 a night, it is unbelievable. It might be six rooms or it might be just one room. It might be 500 square feet or 9,000 square feet. There could be a terrace with a sweeping vista or no terrace at all. The bill might run you $20,000 or $200 a night. Last year, the Clinton Chicago O'Hare Airport introduced 485 square foot family suites. One room, just one room, starting at $134 a night. The Ritz-Carlton in Georgia last year renovated two of its suites, and both started at $479. You would be wise to look at the particulars of the room before you book them to ensure that your idea of the suite is the same as the hotel. So, what do you want? Now, let's go back to the 900-square-foot suite in Paris, a large living room, two bathrooms, and a jacuzzi. That's $2,000 a night. Huh. What do you want? How wealthy do you feel? What is it? Do you want to just stay one night at the Le Dome? And you have the bragging rights that you paid $2,000 a night? You could sit out in your terrace looking across the street to see French friends huddling on their balcony, wine glasses in hands, laughing and talking as the sun began to disappear. See the Eiffel Tower twinkle in the dark as you wear a bathing suit. You're still damp from the jacuzzi. Truffles from Angelina. The glow of the dome. The sun fought through rain clouds. And the ability now and forever to remember the time that I was lucky enough to spend a night in a magical domain of potty. So, darlings, is it worth the price? What is your desire? Did you want to go it alone? Or why not go online and see what suites, how many bedrooms they have? And many of them have a winding staircase. I'm looking at it. It's absolutely magnificent. Of course it's worth this price. If that's what you want, can you possibly feel yourself in the readiness of taking that once-in-a-lifetime splurge? Then do it. Then do it, darlings. Happy 4th of July. Au revoir. Kathy Watson.